There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come? When I see my gracious Savior face to face when all is done, is that His voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is He calling me? Is He calling me?
I'm sure for many of us, this virus has changed our everyday lives. Many who are used to leaving every day and going to work, or either not working at all, or having the ability to work from home. Also, many who are used to going to school every day are now having to adjust to only going a couple of days and learning from home the rest of the time. One thing that we have had to adjust to is time. Our bosses aren't standing over us. Our teachers aren't constantly telling us what we need to be doing. We now have more control of our time. So what are we doing with it? Well, Jesus teaches a parable in Matthew chapter 20 about some folks who weren't using their time very well. Please stay with me for a few moments as we discuss the topic of why stand ye idle? Jesus teaches the parable of the laborers in the vineyard in Matthew chapter 20 in the first 16 verses. When we discuss this parable, we typically point out the end of it, where the laborers are paid. The landowner hired people at 9 a.m., at noon, at 3, and then finally at 5 p.m. Typically, the workday would have been over when the sun began to set, so the last workers hired at best would have had only a couple of hours to work. And they were able to avoid the heat of the day. What's interesting is that all of the men get paid the same wage, no matter how long they worked. The parable really speaks to the generosity of God and entrance of the Gentiles into God's sheepfold. But it's also often used to point out that it's never too late to follow Jesus into the work that He has for us. And yes, contrary to popular belief, there is work to do. But today I want to focus on the first few verses of this parable. Let's read Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 7 for context. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius for the day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to those, 'You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went out, and again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why have you been standing here idle all day long?' They said to him, 'Because no one hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.'" I really just want to focus on the men of the 11th hour and make some application for us today. The landowner asks, "Why have you been standing here idle all day long?" I believe that to be a good question. I've often wondered about this. What have they been doing all day? There would have been a common place in town for a landowner to come and find seasonal or daily workers for their various farms. This would have usually happened pretty early in the day to assure that the landowner could get a full day's work out of his workers. So the parable that Jesus is teaching means that this man has so much work to do and only a limited amount of time to do it, that he goes back several times throughout the day. He shows up at every 3-hour interval to hire more workers. Then the last one is only a 2-hour gap, with only an hour or so left in the workday. So where were these men at 9 a.m. when the first workers went out? What about noon or 3? The landowner asks them why they have been idle all day. It was almost like he was saying, "Where were you when I was here before?" Notice what their response is: "Because no one hired us." How many of us wait around for someone else to tell us what needs done? I know we get frustrated at times with our own children for this. They have a morning routine that they do every single day. Inevitably, we will see one of them standing around or reading a book and ask, "Have you done your morning work yet?" And the response we get is very similar to the excuse that these men gave: "No one told me to." Trust me, with 6 kids in the house now and trying to get ready to move, there's always something to do. How often do we give these types of excuses to God? "No one told me to." This parable alone tells us that there is plenty of work to do in God's kingdom. There is work for those who can do a full day's work, as well as a half a day work, or just an hour of work. There's always something to do. Jesus tells his disciples in John 9 and verse 4 that we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. That's right, our time to work for God will someday be over. Whether we pass from this life or our physical and mental health does not allow us to work anymore, that time will one day pass us by. But in either case, how do we want to look back on the time that we can work for God? I've said many times over the past few months that there have been some good things and bad things about this virus and the consequences of it. Many of us have been given more time, but how have we been using that time? I would hate for things to go back to what we might call normal and look back on that time that I have now in regret. As Christians, or at least people trying to do what God wants us to do, we have an obligation to work. The parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25 teaches us that our abilities and work will be different, but that we will also be expected to work according to our abilities. Yes, the Lord can use you, but you must accept that work. At the end of the workday in the parable, the landowner gathers all of the men and paid them. All of them were paid what was more than fair. It reminds me of the scene painted in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, where John says, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds." If we are going to be judged according to our deeds, we better get busy. So until next time, I encourage you not to stand idle.
I must go, and I must go
to meet the deeds that I have done.
That I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
No setting sun.
While going down
life's weary road.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days.
I must go
to meet the deeds
that I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
No setting.